Blog Talk Radio. We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at the number 4, the letter U, betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.
Hey, good evening, everyone. This is your host, the one and only Derek Oliver. We just want to welcome you this evening to the D&K Bible Break. We got a very good show for you this evening. Also, want to thank my sponsors, all of the sponsors that sponsors all the shows throughout the week on Chaos Talk. Pepsi, Royal Caribbean, Pizza Hut, Finish Line, Brentwood Publishing. We just want to say thank you for sponsoring us tonight. We got a good show for you tonight. I'm going to talk about some things. I'm going to keep it 100% real tonight. My host, Ms. K, will be right along with me. You there, Ms. K?
I'm here. Good evening.
Okay, good evening to everyone. And I'm going to jump right into our show tonight. We're going to talk about jealousy. People being jealous, envious, hateful, just jealous, period. And I'm not going to bite my tongue on anything that I say tonight. There's some things going on in my life, personal life, that I'm going to share. And when I share it, it's like, and I'm getting into the show. I'm not going to even hesitate. I'm going to go right into it.
When
the Lord is blessing you, when the Lord is blessing you, yeah, we're going to pray. Matter of fact, you get ready to pray after I put my introduction in there. When the Lord is blessing you and on all angles, mentally, physically, emotionally, psychologically, your conversation shouldn't be bragging, but you're just blessed because the Lord is blessing you. And people give you that blank look when you share good news with them. They look at you like you're crazy, and they want to hate on you. And that's what we're going to be talking about today. They do it in church. They do it in your family. They do it all over. And I've experienced that firsthand. But I'm going to try to have a solution to the problem, hopefully when we get done with this, what we're talking about. Again, this is Chaos Talk. I'm the host, Derek Oliver, with my co-host, Ms. K. And it's not Chaos. I keep saying the wrong name. It's D&K Bible Break. So we're going to have some scriptures for you. We're just going to talk about some things, and we're just going to go from there. I'm going to share some experiences with you, and then we're just going to go from there. So without me saying anything else, I'm going to have K open this up with prayer.
All right. Father God, thank you for bringing us to another show. We ask that you just be edified in all that we do. We ask that you just let your will be done on tonight. We ask that you open the ears of people who are listening. Let them hear the heart of what you're trying to say. Let us be a vessel that you use on tonight. Decrease us and increase yourself within us in this beautiful, beautiful rainy day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. All right. So I'm going to start it off like this, and I'm just going to go with it. Me personally, right now, the stage in my life, the Lord is blessing me on top of blessing. I cannot hold a conversation without thanking the Lord about something that's going on in my life. And it's not that I'm bragging, but I am bragging on the Lord. And sometimes Kay will tell me, be careful what you say because it seems like you're being arrogant. And it's not that I'm being arrogant. It's the fact that I'm trying to share my excitement that the Lord has blessed me because I shouldn't even be in the position I'm in right now. And I give all glory to the Lord. So when I'm talking, the Lord is blessing me. And I'm going to say this, and I'm going to use this as an example. Last year this time, we had a carton with no eggs in it. There's a carton with no eggs. This year, the Lord has blessed us to have some eggs. I ain't going to tell you how many eggs I got in the carton, but I got some eggs in the carton. So I'm blessed. The Lord has blessed me from one year to this year. We're in the process of doing some things that I'm excited about because if you look at my resume, I'm not qualified to do anything. And the reason I'm not qualified is not qualified. But when you serve in the Lord qualifies you, and he makes you, he'll do things that when man say no, the Lord says yes. And when he says yes, how am I supposed to be quiet? How am I supposed to just keep my mouth shut? I'm going to scream it from the top of my lungs, not being boisterous or not being arrogant, but because I'm excited about what the Lord is doing in all phases. Not saying we don't have trouble, not saying we're not going up against anything, but at the same time, when the Lord blesses you, you should be able to share it with somebody. You should be able to express it without getting a blank look or getting looked from haters on every angle, whether you're in the church or whether you're family or whether you're friends or whether you're at work. People just hate. They don't want to see you succeed. And I'm to the point where I'm gonna get it out of my system today because I'm going to keep it moving. That's why I want to talk about jealousy. And if you heard the commercial that we played right before the show, I recommend if you have any credit issues or you want to go to another level, I suggest you write that information down. I'll play it again before the show's over with. If you want to get to another level financially and credit-wise, you definitely want to use that information. And I don't normally plug things. I just normally, you know, but I'm going to plug it because I can tell you we're going to another level. And before the end of my show, I'm going to tell you why I'm going to plug it. But that's where we're going with what we're talking about. And I've been talking for too long now, so I got to let Kay say something about where we're going.
Okay, well, I wanted to, when I was studying and I was looking at jealousy, the way I was looking at it is how someone may feel about jealousy. To me, it's like something that you're saying that God owes you. God owes me. He owes me. So I'm gonna go into why the jealousy says God owes me. So things other people have that you may lack, it may be their looks, their skills. They may have opportunities to do things that you haven't been able to do. They may be taller than you. They may have a better car than you. They may have a better house than you. Their kids may be acting right. They may be acting correct. And yours, buck wild. They may take more vacations than you. You know, their hair may be longer than you. They may have better gifts, better talents than you. And you're kind of looking like, okay, God, well, why you do that for them and why you didn't do it for me? It's like we're saying God owes us something, when in actuality, everything that we have is from God. So we shouldn't be looking at it like, okay, they got all those gifts and talents and the Lord didn't bless me with this, or the Lord didn't give me this, or the Lord didn't give me that. If I can call your attention to James 1:17, it says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above. So what you get is what God gives you. So we should be thankful for what we get. So like Derek was saying, it's a good thing to tell other people about your story and where God has brought you from and how God is blessing you, but you can't share it with everybody because everybody is not willing to receive it. And you don't want to, I guess, is it cast your pearls before swine? I don't know if that's even the proper context, but it's like you can't tell everybody your goodness because they're not going to be able to receive it.
Because
they're
going to
be like, no, God. Go ahead.
Okay, let me ask you a question. Now, when you say every good gift comes from God, and I that scripture you just read, so, and then you said you can't tell everybody everything. I understand that, and I understand using discernment around certain people, but just in general, I'm not talking about going into a dark place bragging or the situation, but just on a general, I can't be happy. I have to pick and choose when I can be happy. That don't seem like that's of God to me. And I understand what you're saying.
That's not what I'm saying, though. You're supposed to rejoice at all times. Just rejoice. I'm not telling you not to be happy, but I'm just saying, for example, me personally, I don't tell everything to everybody because I already know their attitude and I already know how they would receive it. So I don't share. It's not that I don't want to share with them what God is doing in my life. I just choose not to share it with certain people because they can't receive it. And it may come across like I'm bragging and that's not what I want. So I'm going to share with like-minded people.
So let me say this. So let me ask a question. And I'm very honest on all my shows, and I bring it to a personal level because I'm trying to get to another level with the Lord around people. I'm not trying to make nobody feel bad or anything. But when I see somebody who's doing well, when I see someone who is prosperous, when I see it, I want to pick their brain. Now, this is just me, and this just don't go for everybody. I want to pick their brain because I want to get to that level. I want to see how can I get there. This is just me personally. In my spiritual walk, in my physical walk, I want to be the best I can possibly be. So I seek information, and then I use the information. But at the same time, in order for me to grow spiritually, I have to tell it, because I'm broken. But if you look at me, you can't tell that I'm broke. You can't tell that I've been sick. You don't know my story unless I say it. People don't know I can't see out of my left eye until they say, oh, they're uppity. He didn't even speak to me. Knowing that I can't see from the left side of my eye, I can't see anything. So therefore, you know, when I'm excited, I want to be excited. And I had some trouble this week because family members, church members, a little bit of everybody wanted to rain on my parade because I'm excited for the Lord. Whether it's about this, that, or the other, regardless of what the situation is, because I'm excited for the Lord, they want to bring me down and add insult to why I'm so happy. And I don't really understand. Well, I understand where it comes from, but I have a platform, and my platform is to help people. And I know I'm not the only person that feels like when you're doing good, you got to be careful what you say and how you say it, when who I serve and whom I'm served, and I know the blessings come from him, why should I have to put a pause on it or not say what
well,
I really want to say?
I don't think you have to put a pause on it. It's just you got to be mindful of who you're around and who you're sharing that information with. If you know
you
got a family member that no matter what you say.
I'm going to work you tonight, Kay. I'm going to work you. But if you're walking and you're trying to walk No, and I'm serious, because I need help. And when I say I need help, I need help, because I get an attitude real quick, and I want to put people in their place, and I know that's not what the Lord wants me to do, but I'm not all the way arrived yet, even though, you know, I'm not there yet. But when you're living your best life and the Lord is blessing you, and we ought to always be able to be a blessing to other people, you know, it's like, okay, we can't say, we got to whisper what we do and how we do it if we bless somebody. Not to say that we need to go out and publicize it, but we can't even be happy and say we're blessing people, can be a blessing to people, because now when you say it, people are going to come at you like, oh, you blessing people now, well, I need this and I need that. And I know you got to have a discernment, but it's just like, I can't be free without having to put people in their place. And I just want to know, through the scriptures, because I don't know everything, and maybe I probably need to have my bishop on with me to help me through this, because I want to put some people in their place based upon, because I'm happy and I'm living for the Lord, and they're miserable. And the reason they're miserable is because they haven't made Christ their Savior. They say they do, and they act like they do from time to time.
See, that's the key. That's the whole key. When I say like-minded, okay, if we're on the same page, we're serving the same God, we're both walking this walk, then you're going to rejoice with me. I can call my best friend and tell her whatever goodness is going on. When I tell you she's going to rejoice with me, I'm going to rejoice with her. If you're calling somebody who is not saved, it's not going to work. They may say, oh, that's good, congratulations, but they're not going to be able to rejoice with you because they're not on that same page.
Okay, so my question is this then, and I believe you told me the other day, be careful about what I say because everyone's not going to receive it, and it seemed like I'm bragging. When I'm bragging on the Lord, the Lord did this. And when I wake up every day and I'm in the high activities of my limb and I'm healthy, I used to have cancer. So I'm not supposed to just be happy just because I woke up in my right frame of mind. I'm
Nobody
not supposed to be
control
just
your happiness.
Miserable.
You can be happy. Be happy. You ain't supposed to be miserable. Be happy. Don't let nobody take your happiness and your joy away. So no matter what, you continue to be happy, continue to give God the praise. You just got to not tell the people that's giving you the flack, let it go and let them be.
I mean, I'm not going to let it go because.
But it's not happening for them, so they're not going to be happy.
But okay, but at the same token, it's not happening for them, and it didn't always happen for me. It didn't always happen for you. Not saying that we're better than anybody else. We struggle just like everybody else struggles. But at the same time, when you come to a place, and everyone has this moment when you come to a place that the good outweighs the bad, so I'm more focused on the good, so I'm always happy. But someone just made a comment to me the other day that it seemed like I'm better than everybody else, and I said, I'm not better, I'm just anointed. There's a difference. When you're anointed and you're living for the Lord, things just happen that you have no control over. And when things happen that you have no control over, I can't help it because my conversation is always, I can't believe the Lord did this. I can't believe the Lord did that. I can't believe the Lord did this. I got a call, and I'm going to put it out there just so I know before the end of the night what's going to happen. I got a call from Disney. I got 4 free Disney tickets. 4 free. I can go to Disney when I want to and take my wife and whoever we want to take and go to Disney. Already paid for. We ain't got to pay, wait for no tickets, just go get the tickets. They're waiting for me at the desk. Just go get it. Now, I'm going to show you how blessed I am. I let my people from Pepsi know that Disney gave me these tickets. You know what they told me? Well, let us know what hotel you're going to stay at because we got you. So now, not only do I got a free ticket to Disney, now I got a free hotel room for the weekend. If I choose to do it. Now, how am I supposed to just sit back and act like the Lord ain't blessing me? And that just happened this week. You know what someone told me? Someone's going to tell me I'm
married. You didn't tell me about that.
Well, no, I just read out what you knew about the business. You knew, yeah, but the thing about it is this is why I can walk around with my head up and happy. Not because I'm blessed, because I get material things, because they come and they go. And you know that, and everyone that knows, you know, material things come and go. We can go on a cruise anytime we get ready, not because we got it like that. It's just because who I am and whose I am. It's not like we got a lot of money, because if you catch me next week, I'm going to be broke as a joke. And I'm not bragging about being broke, but it's just the way the Lord will bless me when it's time for me to be blessed, but I'm happy. And I'm tired of coming across miserable people who are, and these people are supposed, and I ain't talking about, I'm talking about people who are supposed to be saved, sanctified, filled with, I'm talking about saved folks. I ain't talking about your everyday person that's trying to get there. I'm talking about people that's been in the Lord longer than me. I'm talking about people that grew up in the Lord with me. That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, did they grow up in the church with you, or did they grow up in the Lord? Are they in the Lord? In the okay, but everybody can grow up in the church. That don't mean that that they accepted Christ. You know that, right?
See what you're saying. You're right, and I'm not talking about your everyday. I'm talking about these as preachers. These people got titles, bigger titles than I got. The thing that makes me, I can understand about your common everyday person who's struggling. I get that. I'm talking about people who are better, I ain't say better off than me. I would never say anyone better off than me. But people who are supposed to be my equal or someone I can look up to, people, you know, them type of people. And then it's not just in the church, but it's in your family. You know, you can't be too good in your family because they're gonna, you know, it's already told I'm arrogant, and it's like I'm far from arrogant. Is the fact that I'm anointed, and when you're anointed,
also,
you have to be careful what you talk about. Someone that's anointed, go ahead.
Right, I've also told you too, though. You know, there's a lot of miserable people in the world. So when let's look at it like this. You walk into a dark room, and you have a light that's shining. They want to be in the dark. They don't want that light to shine. So when you give them, when you tell them, okay, what the Lord is doing here and the Lord is doing, they don't really care. That's the way I feel. They don't really care. It's not happening for them. So I don't see what's the point of sharing with. Now, you can share the love of the Lord with people, but when it comes to your personal blessings, I think those are for, you know, people. If you have a conversation with that person and you can see that y'all on the same level, okay, yeah, share your blessings. Tell, look, this is what God did for me. He can do it for you. Some people can't receive that because they're not seeking God like that. They're not asking God for things.
But we're in the world, but we're not of the world. I can't help because what them people is seeking and not seeking. If I'm seeking the Lord and I'm on 100 for the Lord.
But
what's
it comes
that?
Across the wrong way. So just like you said, somebody said that you somebody just made a statement to you the other day about you act like you better or something along those lines.
Yeah, they always say that. That's been coming out a long time. But I know that they're probably listening to it.
Somebody that's saying that though, they're not happy with what God is doing for you. So if you can't be happy about somebody blessing somebody, then there's something wrong with you.
So why should
so
I?
So if they can't be happy about God blessing you, then there's something wrong with them.
So why is something wrong with them? Why should I stop being who I am in order to help, in order to make them feel better about themselves? And all I'm saying is this, is I understand what you're saying, but I'm just trying to get a point across too, because there's so many people that I know that are doing well, that's prosperous, that's living their life for Christ. And I noticed something this weekend, and the Lord showed me something this weekend, and this is why I want to talk about jealousy. It's not the fact that I'm jealous of anybody, but the fact of the matter is you got to have the right mentality. When you see someone and you never compare yourself, comparisons don't fit in the kingdom of God. You can't compare yourself to nobody. But at the same time is people have stuff that they have for you. And people, if you receive it the right way and you get it the right way, then you can be taken to another level. And there was a brother at the church. I don't want to make no one mad, but brother at the church that I'm at, Praise Tabernacle, called me and offered me an opportunity to go to another level. Now, when I listened to it, I'm like, okay, it excited me because I can go to another level. And then I'm like, well, okay, it could just be talk. You know, people talk a lot, but I felt good in my spirit by it. Then a wife came over and spoke to you, and she did something that this is why I know I'm going to another level. What did she do? Didn't she give you some scriptures?
Yes, she did.
And
yes,
when she
did.
Gave you some scriptures, so therefore it's confirmation for me. It's confirmation for me that I already know, and the Lord already showed me, because now they're not coming out making themselves look like they're better than everybody else. They're coming from the Word. And when you come from the Word and you can bless somebody from the Word, it's better than giving you money. It's better than giving you a material thing when they can bless you in the Word and you're trying to go to another level. That took me to a whole other spiritual level, and it put together the puzzle for me that the Lord is trying to do in my life. So that even encouraged me, and I ain't going to get it all into my business, but it even encouraged me that, okay, the Lord showed me how this is going to work. It's not going to work the way every man wanted to work. It's not going to work every creditor wanted to work. The Lord is going to be in our paperwork. The Lord is going to be in it. And when the Lord is in it, you really can't explain it. I can't tell people I'm healthy. I can't tell people there's no sign of cancer in me. I can't tell people. I can't answer that question. All I know is I'm healed. All I know is what the doctors tell me. It don't even look like you had cancer. But I got the medical bills to prove it, and I got the chemo to prove it. But the thing about it is okay, the Lord does things in a way to bless people. And if we as a people can understand this and stop using the crab mentality of keep pulling people back in the bucket and just take their word. I ain't saying their money. I'm not saying take their word. If it's coming from the Lord and use it, you too will be blessed. And all I'm saying is this, if the Lord is blessing me and you by me, you're going to be blessed too, because there's that old cliche and that old saying, he's in the neighborhood. And if he's in the neighborhood of blessing me, then you're going to get blessed just because you're in the neighborhood. And that's just the way the Lord works. And soon as I get the eyes off of Derek and trying to make Derek look good and just start praising the Lord, then every day, every phone call, somewhere the Lord is going to show up. And when he shows up, I can't explain it. Now, people feel like, well, you just bragging because you got some free Disney tickets and a free hotel. I'm not bragging. I'm just saying when you do what the Lord tells you to do, he will make a way for you that you can't explain. I can't explain it. I don't have a degree in broadcasting. I just get on the radio and I just talk. And when I talk, I normally be led by the Lord to say what I want to say. And that's what can't shut me up. And when I say that, that's why a lot of people get upset with me, because I can't shut up. And I'm just going to keep shoving the word down people's mouth. But when you have the Lord on your side, you are anointed. I don't care who you are. You are anointed. And when you are anointed, this is what the Bible says. If you delight yourself in him, he'll give you the desires of your heart. That's not Derek saying that. That's the book. I'll be quiet. Go ahead, okay?
I'm going to go back to, you were talking about comparing, and the funny thing is I didn't discuss my notes with you or anything like that, but you kind of said something that I wanted to say. It's pretty much like comparing yourself to others. It not only keeps you from liking others, it holds you back from liking yourself. So the further you move away from comparing yourself to others, the more you'll discover there's nobody like you. So you shouldn't have to compare yourself to other people and what they're doing in their life. Focus on what God has for you in your life. Stay in your lane. Do your thing. If when you get into the habit of comparing yourself to others, it holds you back from going to the next level. So if you want to level up and go further in the Lord, you have to keep your eyes focused on what he is calling you to do, not so much what other people are doing in their lives, because the grass is not always greener on the other side. It may look like they're doing good, and may look like they balling out of control, but You don't know what they had to go through. You don't know the sacrifices that they had to make. So just keep that in mind and watch what you say to people, because your words have power. You can change people's lives with your words. So if you want to make changes, do positive things, not the negative. Don't be hating on people. Encourage people. Let them know, look, you doing all that, how can I get down? That's how I'm like looking at people, like when they on another level than I'm on. Okay, I want to know what you're doing, and I'm going to follow your directions as long as it's within the realm of what God is saying to me as well. So make sure you keep your eyes focused on what God is saying and not looking at what people are saying to you, because you're going to have people that don't like you. They don't like the things that you do. They don't like the way you say things. That's just life.
And I'm saying right now, I'm not going to keep quiet about what the Lord is blessing me with and what's in the changes that I'm not going to be quiet, because that would be going an injustice to the Lord, and I'm not going to do that. I felt and been fighting on this for a whole week. Do I just be quiet, or do I just, I'm going to keep celebrating what the Lord is doing for me? And if people can't deal with it, then that's their problem. But, you know, I'm going to do what the Lord has called me to do. And I've been working with the Lord 38 years, so I must be doing something right. But at the same token, not that I do everything right, because I'm human, I get upset. It upsets me when people want to throw shade when there really needs to be no shade. Because if you know me, you already know I'll give you the shirt off my back. If you know me, you already know what I'm about. Now, to say these ignorant things about this, that, and the other, okay, now you're just being hurtful trying to discredit me. And I got in a conversation on an email with someone about a picture they saw of me being at a comedy show. Now, I went to the comedy show with, you know, my wife, and we went to the comedy show, and it was some cussing in the comedy show, but that's what we chose to do. Now, we don't publicize it, we don't brag about it, but we went to a comedy show. Now, they're going to ask me, being a preacher, well, how you and your wife go to a comedy show being around all that sin? Now, do you want to answer this question?
Well, I don't know what family they live in, but my family, that's normal. That is normal. It ain't like I ain't never heard it before.
So, but it's not that you never heard it before, but I'm just going to, and I'm going to put it out there since we're talking about it, but you have those people who are in church and your family who will say, because you go to a comedy show or to a concert, that you're not saved.
Well, is these people saved? Are they saved to be making that statement?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter whether they're saved or not. I'm just putting it out there.
Matters to me. I'm going to look at you like you're crazy. If you ain't saved, don't come at me about nothing. Don't come at me. Stop. But, don't talk to me about nothing. If you ain't saved, you ain't got no words for me.
So it's okay for you to go
out
to
how to live and what to do and what not to do.
But, all right. But I'm just asking a question because it was asked to me. And you know, I was very blunt in my answer, but I'm also, because I'm trying to learn, I don't want to, huh?
What was your answer?
My answer was Peter cussed, and he walked right next to Jesus. Ain't none of us been by Jesus. So if I go to a comedy club and listen to someone cuss, I can do that. It ain't got nothing to do with my salvation. If I decide to go to a concert and listen to a concert, that is my prerogative. I'm not going to hold your hand or, you know, you do whatever you want to do. Based upon it and upon your walk. I understand that some people may be distracted and can't do it because, you know, you don't want to put no one in a bad position for them to backslide. But at the same token, and like I said, they come after us, and as Christians, as leaders, as my position in the church, well, how can you do this and do this and do this, and you're supposed to be saved? It's the same thing to me as someone being jealous. To me, it's the same thing. You want to question my salvation based upon me going to a show. You're going to base my salvation based upon me watching a movie. You're going to base my salvation based on me liking certain things. You know, I don't do a lot, and it's not about me, but I'm just saying in general, I don't look at people in their lifestyle, what they do and what they don't do. I look at what comes out of them and how they treat me. That's how I look at them. You know, some people like dogs and cats. I can't stand dogs or cats. Because you like dogs and cats, that don't mean that you ain't safe. It don't mean that you nasty because you got a dog and a cat. But I heard someone say because someone had four dogs that they nasty. We don't know that they nasty because we don't been up in their house just because they got four dogs and a cat. Now, most people I know that got four dogs and a cat ain't the cleanest people in the world, but I can't say that for everybody. And I'm just saying that to make a point. The point I'm trying to make tonight with this jealousy thing is I know it runs deep in the church, and I know it runs deep in families, and I know it runs on jobs. People don't want to see you get that promotion. People don't want to see you get the new car. People don't want to see you get the new house because their life is jacked up. And they don't realize my life is jacked up as theirs. I just focus on the good part. Because if I spend too much time on the bad part, then I'm going to start comparing myself to other people. Then I'm going to start looking at faults in everybody because I'm not looking at the good. I'm looking at what the Lord has done for me. And I'm going to talk about what the Lord has done for me. And you're right. Everybody need a word, and the word is God is good. And if I can show you better than I can tell you God is good, that's your word. God is good. And you can navigate your whole life just on God being good. That's my word for today. God is good. I could preach that right now if I wanted to, but I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be quiet.
I think a lot of people, you know, they don't know who they are. So when you don't know who you are, it's kind of hard to be happy and celebrate with somebody else because you don't know who you are yourself. So you're looking at the other person like, okay, well, why they get that and why they, you know, why? You're questioning, like, why? And you want it. I think that's called, is it covet? I think it's called coveting, I believe. But we need to be intentional about what kind of person we want to be. You
so
want to know.
So I just want to ask a question because, you know, there's levels to this. And there's a lot of people, and I'm going to use the church people who are not being blessed, who are not going to another level. They blame everybody, everything, and yet and still they look at me or other individuals as haters, or it's our fault because you're not at that level. And it's not so much your fault, but Jesus made sacrifices. He made a lot of sacrifices. And in order to get to the place you want to be and get to a level that you want to be on, you're going to have to make sacrifices. And they're hard sacrifices. They're not easy sacrifices. They're very hard sacrifices. I'm making a sacrifice right now. There's something that I want so bad, I can get it. But in the long run, it's going to hurt me instead of helping me. And it's because I'm doing it, it's not becoming from the Lord. And if I get it, I'm going to lose it. Or I could lose it. But when the Lord blesses you, can't no one take it away from you.
Oh, yeah. It comes from him. Can't anybody take it away?
So,
but a lot of times we got to check our motives, though. So sometimes,
what do you mean, motive?
Check your motive, because when I say check your motives, I'm speaking of somebody that's in a jealousy state. It's like, are they jealous because of the status? Is it a status thing because they want to be higher up? They want to be more than what they are? Or are they jealous because they have genuine desires and they're seeing that somebody else is getting what they think is theirs? So
okay.
I would say check your motives, because when you get to that level and you're looking at somebody else wanting what they have and your desire is for the wrong reason, or it's for like a status thing, you're not letting the Lord lead you. You're trying to put yourself, you're trying to self-promote yourself, and it's not going to work.
So let me ask you a question, because you're saying something, and I want to make sure I'm hearing you right. And I'm going to use an incident that I brought up last week, and I've been going back and forth on email with a certain individual about this, because I brought up that I was upset. This was some years ago, a couple years ago, that I wanted to go to a marriage counseling, but I wasn't able to go because it was just for the bishops. It was just for the hierarchy people. And I made a comment that, well, okay, well, I want what you want, so I want to go where you go. And then they told me, well, you can go to counseling when we come back and we do our own counseling. This is for the leaders. And I found that to be offensive to me, and I still find it being offensive to me, because if the leaders can go, I want to go.
Okay, so let me ask you, though. But is that a status thing? Because you like, look, I should be able to do it because you're doing it. You ain't no better than me. Is it a status
right.
thing?
First of all,
or is it because you genuinely desire?
I'm going to be honest with you. I want to be at the top. And in order to be at the top, you got to hang with the people on the top. If they're going to get all this word and all this understanding and knowledge, that's where I want to go. That's where I need to be. Don't sugar me down and put me on a level where you saying I'm not can achieve. You don't put God in a box. If you can go, I can go. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's like going to a restaurant and you're going to tell me to order from the kids menu.
I need to say this. Let me just say this, because what you just said is I don't flow with it all the way, because I'm going to read you the scripture, Philippians 2 and 3. It says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit. Rather, in humility, value others above yourself. So if the leaders are going and they're saying, this one is not for you, this is going to be for the leaders here, okay, then that's for the leaders. Why don't you go when everybody else go? Why you got to go when the leaders go?
Why do I got to go when the, it's the thing about
is,
this.
Is
it's not about going when they go. Think about this, you know. See, this is why the church is jacked up now, right now. It's not because the leaders go, it's segregated. This is only for this, this is only for this. So therefore, you only see certain people in the churches getting blessed. But why is only certain people in the churches getting blessed? Why ain't everyone being blessed? Because everybody's not on the same level. Every time a church door opens to me and there's an opportunity for me to learn the word, I want to be there. It ain't got nothing to do with me being puffed up. It may sound like that coming the way I am on the radio, but spiritually, no, I want to be on the top. If this is the best of the best, that's where I want to be, the best of the best. Don't give me no watered-down word. And what I mean by watered-down road is this, and I'm going to say this so everyone can understand it. Don't take me to a restaurant and tell me to get something off the kids' menu. And that's exactly what that is doing. I'm not doing it to puff myself up or be like, oh, you want to be with the top because you think you're up. No, it ain't got nothing to do with how I think. But how I am spiritually, I'm spiritually hungry, and I'm spiritually wanting to get to another level. I want to have the best of the best life down here. I know what I'm going to get in heaven, but down here I want the best as well because I'm a child of God. And the Bible says, delight yourself in him. How did you do that? You seek after his word. So if everybody going this way, I want to be there. I want to be a leader. And if I'm a leader in my house, then I'm considered a leader. So you can't put that title crap on me that you can't go somewhere. To me, that's just people that got puffed up attitudes that say, well, you can't go. And then they want to throw these scriptures to fit the situation, or you're not allowed to go. Okay, if I'm not allowed to go, I'm not allowed to go. But that's not fair. And that's how churches run sometimes. I'm not saying all churches, but only this is fit for certain people. If you got $1,000, you'd be in $1,000 line. So you get access to this, that, and the other.
Wouldn't that be like, you know, they have the leadership meetings and they have, wouldn't that be along the same, they have, I don't want to go to a leadership meeting. So, because you might be talking over my head and I'm not going to get what you're saying. Because I'm not
and
there
no,
yet.
Stop right there. No, let me stop you right there, because that no. You can't say that. Now, other people who just get that, you can't say that. Because when you're going somewhere and you're being taught and you're supposed to be the best of the best people who's teaching, that's where you want to go. That's where you ask questions. You can't
but
go
if you're
over
not
someone
invited to go.
That's my
but if
point.
You're not invited
invite.
To go, you can't
invite.
You can't
That's
puff
point.
And puff and be mad.
Oh, I could huff and puff all I want to be mad if I want to, because it's my right. Anywhere that I go, I should be allowed to go, not because based upon the color of my skin or based upon my titles that I have or can throw up in someone's face, and I don't even do that. I want to go because I'm seeking the Lord. I'm seeking to get all I can get. I don't want to get it no watered down where I want to get it from the best. And if it's too much for me, okay, the Lord, I've been walking with the Lord 38 years. I know when it's too much for me. I know how to spit it out. I know how to swallow. I know how to digest it. It's not for someone to tell me that. And that's what happens in the church. It happens. It happens to you in church. You go somewhere, you sit there because you ain't in the in crowd. They don't think that you're qualified to do this or to do that because you're not in there like that. And because you're not in there like that, okay, well, you have to go through this, you have to go through this, you have to go through this. They don't know you to know that you are overqualified for what they've been teaching you. And a lot of people come to church, they have knowledge. They have smart. They may not know all 66 books of the Bible, but let me tell you something. It don't take all 66 books of the Bible to live successfully for the Lord. If you just got three or four scriptures and you do living by them three or four scriptures every day, you will make it and you can be victorious. This in them three or four scriptures. And I'm a witness to that because I don't know all 66 books. There's some things that confuse me, but I know how to get a prayer through at 3 o'clock in the morning. I know how to go home to one wife. I know how to spend time with my kids. Hello, I say, now I'm getting into places where I'm hitting home to other people. But they can go to these $1,000 meetings and these workshops and all this stuff, and their house is raggedy. But you don't want me to go because it's too deep for me. Now I'm preaching.
So
now I'm going somewhere
being,
with it.
Are you acting jealous at that point?
Am I jealous? I ain't jealous. And there ain't nothing no one has that I'm jealous of. That's one thing that's not wrong
okay.
with me being jealous. But what I am is when the Lord is teaching and there's something, I want to get all the knowledge I can get. I need it in order to make it to the next day. I want to get it. I want to get the best. I want the best of the best. That's what I want. And how do you get the best of the best? You get the best of the best is you listen to everybody. And you take a little bit from everyone because everyone got something that they can offer you. And you take it and you use it. You don't use it despitefully, but you use it in order to grow. And then when you start growing, it's just like the brother that called me up to say, you know, we want to get you to another level. He didn't have to make that call. He didn't have to call me. He could have kept it to himself. But because he was being led by the Spirit, if you want to say that, or he was just being a good brother, or however you want to put it, but he made a reach out to me. You don't see that in the church that often, where people reach out to you and say, let's go to another level. You don't see it. And then when you do see it, you see it, people want to talk about you. Who dare think he is giving me this advice? I'm good. I got a house.
Well, that's that scripture you always tell me, shake the dust from your feet, is that that's something along those lines. How come you can't do that?
Oh, I'm shaking the dust from my feet, but at the same token, to move to another level, you have to address issues. And when you address the issue, you address the issues face on. And what happens is people don't want to address the issue. We want to sugarcoat the issues and move on and duck up and weave and however you want to do it. Me, I'm like my daddy. We gonna see what's going on. You know, we want to fight. We gonna fight. I'm not going to hide behind because it's hurting somebody else. I used to be one of the uppity church people. I used to do that. I don't want to see nobody get hurt. Because of, I looked at them and didn't give them the proper respect that they deserve. I looked at them as a person struggling than looking at them as a brother in the Lord. And when you look at a person as a brother, you going to uplift your brother. You're going to carry your brother. You're going to do all you can to help your brother walk on his own. like the brother called me and told me about how I can get to another level. He called me as a, but he didn't have to do it. But because he did it, and because he did it in a spiritual way, in a brotherly love type of way, I can receive it. And because I can receive it, I'm good. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do it. Mm-hmm. And I know a lot of brothers that don't do it. They get in their little, in their cars, and they get a puffed up attitude. I don't have a puffed up attitude. Like I said, I'm going to be broke next week. Rubbing nickels.
No, we
together.
Ain't. In the
I'm not
Jesus.
Saying it. I'm not saying it. I'm not saying
it's
it
not gonna
like that. I'm saying it because I've been there before. So I know what it's like. And how do you help them people? You help them. You don't always give them money, but you give them knowledge. You give them the word. You give them substance that they can grow on. And when you give them that, if they receive it, they can grow. And when they grow, they'll be, oh, this was so easy. And then you don't have that crab mentality by trying to pull everybody back down into the bucket. And that's all what I'm saying. It seems like there's too many people out here trying to fight against one another instead of giving them the word. I'm generic. I was on the slow bus when I went to school. I'm not ashamed to say it. But
oh,
if you look at me now, you wasn't on the slow bus. You got some intelligence. No, I was on the slow bus. I went to the ninth grade on the third grade reading level. That's the truth.
Thank God.
I'm not
grow.
Lying
Thank
about
God.
That. That's the truth. I didn't have to do homework for fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth grade. They gave us real easy work. 2 + 2, ABCs, that was it. Spelling word was cat, dog, and mouse. And the only reason I got an opportunity is because I was good in football. And they put me in a regular class. And the social worker said to my mother, if he goes to regular school, he will be a dropout. So when I'm challenging people for the word, when I'm challenging, no, it's not because I want to be puffed up. I think I'm better than everybody. I want to know because I want to get all I can get out of it because I know what the Lord will do when you get it. And when you know what the Lord will do when you get something, he will take you to a whole nother level. It don't take all of that. It don't take knowing all 66 books of the Bible to get you to success. It doesn't, because even the brightest scholars don't know everything about the Bible. But if you take a little bit of what you are supposed to know and you use it in your life, you will be successful in this world, and people will look at you like you crazy. And if people ain't looking at you like you crazy, I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to shut up. Maybe you ain't living for the Lord. Because people look at me and my family like we crazy. We holy rollers. They know we go to church, and they can see the blessing. And every time they see something that don't look like, then they want to label us. Y'all go to them shows and y'all supposed to be Christian. Because they miserable. Because they ain't no one taking them to a show. Y'all always going out to eat. Well, because that's what we want to do. The Lord has blessed. We can do that. And I'm not saying it to brag. I'm saying it because the Lord is good to us. And if he's good to us and good to other people, who wants to serve a broke God, a broke down Lord? You're always struggling, always crying about something. Ain't nothing never right. I'm going to pray the Lord. I got a free vacation already paid for if I want to go to Disney. I'm ecstatic about it. And I'm not saying it to be bragging. I'm saying it because the Lord did it. I ain't had nothing to do with it. I don't know them folks up at Disney. I don't know near one of them. But Derek, we got 4 tickets for you. Any park you want to go to, just come on. I told my sponsor, look, they paid for me to go to Disney. Well, when you going? I don't know. I ain't even talked to my wife about it. But let us know. We'll take care of your hotel room. Now, I'm supposed to shut up? I'm not supposed to say nothing to nobody else. I'm just going to shut up and just keep that blessing to myself.
Well, you didn't share it with everybody tonight.
Well, I didn't share it with everybody because if I don't share it, it's going to mess up my other blessing. Because Derek didn't do it. I don't have the education to do
exactly.
that. I don't know
the
if
bottom line is, It's nothing that you did. Everything comes from the Lord. That's the bottom line. It's not about what I did or what I – it's not about you. It's about what God is doing. So
exactly.
All glory goes to God. All
and
glory
that's all
goes
I'm
to God.
Giving the glory to God.
If somebody don't like it, then they got to take it up with God.
They don't like it, I'm going to tell you what they can do and what they can kiss. And I'm just saying
they
that personally.
They can take it up with the Lord. They can take it up with the Lord. In the name of Jesus, that's what they're going to do. We ain't kissing nothing. They're going to take it up with the Lord.
I ain't saying.
Amen.
I'm saying for what they can do. And this is coming from there. And like I said,
and
I'm not always
going
to go up.
There
yeah,
means that they can take it up with the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
All right. I hope I got – I'm not trying to act like I'm mad or angry, but there's a lot of success that's out here in the world, especially now, if you take advantage of it, if you just use the tools that the Lord put in front of you to use them, you can grow. And in just a short amount of time, since January to June, I've grown so much. Not because I'm perfect, because the Lord put people in my life for a reason. And I'm using them to get max. I'm going to use them to the max so I can get to another level. That's what the Lord got them there for. Whatever church you go to, whatever the family, they're there for a reason. You find the reason and use it, and then get to another level. Now, I said this in the beginning, and I don't want to know because I know we're getting short on time. But I want to
and
say
and I got
a shout
scripture. I got another scripture
oh, go ahead,
I want to do. So
go ahead. Get
okay.
Your scripture in there.
1 Timothy 6:6-8. But godliness with contentment is great gain, for we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. So instead of focusing on all the things you don't have, the things you haven't accomplished, or what somebody else has, what you need to do is shift your focus to what you're grateful for. So count your blessings. Learn to be content with your current circumstances, your car works. Be thankful. Steady job, be thankful. You have food, you have shelter, you have a family that loves you. All those things are things that you should be grateful for. So be content with where God has you at. Respect and appreciate where you're at in life and apply that respect to others. So keep in mind that your path is unique to you as theirs is to them. So focus on you. Forget the haters. It's 2020. We shouldn't even be talking about haters. Forget the haters. Forget the people that's jealous. Let them be miserable. Let them be jealous in their own stupor. And you just keep it moving. Just keep doing what God has you doing. And what he has for you is what he has for you. And can't nobody stop it. And at the end of the day, continue to give him the glory. Don't let nobody rain on your parade or make you not feel happy about what God is doing for you. Rejoice. Share it with people who you know going to rejoice with you. And that's all I want to say.
And I'm just going to say this again. With everything that Chaos Talk Radio is going through right now, we're going through a transitional period, and it's all good. And when I say that, I really do mean it. I need some help. I may have to hire some people. And the thing about this funny to me is I can't even believe I'm saying that. And I know my wife, like, you may have to get some help. And when she said I got it, then the Lord is blessing me, taking me to a new level. And when I say a new level, we're going to a new level. And the reason we do this Bible, the D&K Bible break, I just want to say it again, is to help me and my wife get some stuff off our chest. And we try to bring scriptures and everything, because I don't want you to think that we got it all together. We don't. But we do know, and what we are learning to do is use all of our resources that we have in front of us, the people that we come in contact with, because they have something for us. And when you get it, it may not be the full dollar. It may be just 30 cents. you take that 30 cents and you take another 30 cents over, it all adds up and it's going to get you to another place spiritually. Spiritually, there's people around you, and I'm saying this to anyone that's out there to listen, there's people around you for a reason. You use them for their knowledge. You use them to see where they're going. I don't want people around me that's broke and disgusted and always crying all the time. I want to go to another level. And I'm going to say this as I get ready to close. I want to thank again Praise Tabernacle Church, their Bible study teachers that's been blessing me since I've been listening to them. Thank you, because you've helped the brother out, keeping me in line, challenging me to new levels. And that's what people of God supposed to do. When you listen on Tuesday, tomorrow, if you ain't doing nothing, listen to the Bible study. I don't know who teaching, then listen. And tell me you don't get a wealth of knowledge, whatever the subject is. Then on top of that, you know, Bishop Omar Zachary, great man of God, great leader, giving me, if I want to do something, he has no problem with, as long as it's within reason. I ain't going to say I can do anything I want to do. But within reason and within the body of Christ, it will work. And he saw that within the first 5-10 minutes of talking to me. He didn't have to be no deep spiritual crusade to see that I was an okay brother, and vice versa. The Statins, I just want to send a special shout out to them. Y'all been a blessing and don't even know that you've been a blessing. You don't even know you've been a blessing.
Stanton.
I just want to say thank you. Stanton, I'm sorry. That's why I got you, wife. I just want to say thank y'all for what y'all have done, helping us. You didn't have to make the phone call. You could just say, let that brother just be crazy and leave him out there. But I just want to thank you for taking the time out. And I'm impressed. So I'm gonna give them some love. I'm going to play the commercial and right before we get ready to close, I just want to say thanks, send special thanks to them. And this brother, he played golf all week long. Hint to my wife. His wife let him go golfing all week long. He just out there golfing. I ain't allowed to go.
Ooh.
My wife, I just stay home.
You need to repent right now, because that is not even true. Ask the Lord to forgive you, because
I hope y'all enjoyed the show tonight. I just want to say thank all those for listening. Before we go, I just want you to listen one more time. If you have any troubles with your credit report, you need some help, I'm telling you, just listen. And that's all I'm going to tell you, you know. Let the Lord.
And I'm going to tell you, I am a member. I signed up with the service myself on this last weekend, so I will let you know my journey. But everything looks like it's on the up and up. So shout out to Doug Stanton and Deacon Stanton. Thank y'all so much.
We appreciate you. And again, like I said, I'm nothing but love. And I wanted to do this show, because the Lord put it in my heart, and it may seem like I was venting. I'm just trying to get people to understand that it's okay to succeed. It's okay to want. And it's okay to ask questions of how do you get to the top. Because that's where I want. I want to go to the top. And if you don't understand nothing else and you want to know how to get there spiritually, read all the red in the King James Version of your Bible. If you just read all the red, you can't go wrong. Read all the red. Just read all the red and you can't go wrong. And that's me saying that. With me saying that, this has been another edition of D&K Bible Break. Again, we'll be back next Monday, same time, 7 p.m. Again, tomorrow night, Praise Tabernacle Church, 7 p.m. Listen to their Bible study, and you will be blessed. With that, we are out. Thank you for listening to our show. We appreciate you.
Good night.
We Fix Credit. Are you bound by medical bills, child support liens, evictions, late payments, repossession, bankruptcy, or student loans? Today, you can turn that around. Time to be no longer bound. Hi, my name is Dove Stanton, and the name of my credit restoration company is No Longer Bound Financial Services. We are a debt-free company with the means to help thousands of people restore and rebuild their credit. Our customers have been able to obtain their dream homes, dream cars, refinancing, and building a greater future for them and their families. We dispute all negative and erroneous items from all three major credit bureaus. In closing, we can help you restore your credit, which in turn will restore your financial future. The way to reach me is by telephone or text at 678-760-6056, or you can email me at betterdays@gmail.com. Time to be no longer bound. You gotta have faith.